WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is calling the oldest college in the country, Harvard, a joke, a day after he froze $2 billion in federal funding over diversity inclusion in classroom curriculums. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
This is a president that is obviously very frustrated that Harvard has essentially said that it does not want to make a deal with his administration.
Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen's headed for El Salvador to find out more about Kilmar Arbrego Garcia, the Maryland man mistakenly deported to prison there.
My overall purpose here is to send a signal that we are not going to stop fighting for his return.
One of Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's top advisors has been placed on leave during an investigation into leaked information. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Hegseth's chief of staff issued a memo last month saying the Pentagon would conduct an investigation into leaks that could include polygraphs.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With news on 540 WAUK, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Former Milwaukee mayor and U.S. ambassador to Luxembourg Tom Barrett warns that closing the U.S. embassy in that country would boost China's influence in Europe. This was yesterday on the Earl Ingram Show.
So my reaction is the happiest person in Luxembourg, if that happens, is the Chinese ambassador to Luxembourg.
Why?
Because they are ready to just step in and fill any gap when the United States, and I saw this throughout Europe, I saw this throughout international organizations. When the United States pulls out, China moves in. It's that straightforward.
The Trump administration is considering closing nearly 30 embassies and consulates to cut the State Department budget.
If President Trump thinks his main rival is China, taking these steps that allow China to move in is insane. It's just insane.
Baird said pulling back would weaken America's global leadership. The goal of the administration by reducing outposts is part of a plan to cut the State Department budget by almost half. Milwaukee's Northwest Side could soon see one of the city's largest housing developments in decades. The Cudahy Farms project consists of a plan to build over 1,100 units with affordable housing for families and seniors. While the city has pledged financial support, some residents and officials worry about environmental impacts and proximity to high crime areas. There's a closing date for the Crossroads Collective. After more than 6 years as a local culinary hub, Crossroads on Milwaukee's east side will close May 8th. The food hall at Farwell and North played a role in launching several small businesses. A new local restaurant will take over that space, with more about what's coming not yet known. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers end their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers shut out the Tigers 5-0, ending a three-game losing streak. Rhys Hoskins smacked a fastball to deep center field for his first home run of the season.
Yeah, breaking the ice, there's maybe something to be said for that. Yeah, it's just nice to get rewarded for some quality at-bats.
NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard, slowly making progress from that blood clot in his right leg. Could he be back for the playoffs? Doc Rivers.
Well, I mean, we're hopeful, you know. Like, we're just following the protocols, and so we'll see, you know, but we don't know yet.
Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell on the search for a new left tackle after losing Kevin Haywood in spring practice to a torn ACL, out for the year.
You know, now we got to have to figure out how we're going to manage some of that and move some guys around and expect some other guys to step up, whether it's Leighton Nelson and Emerson Mandel. And guys like that got to step in.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny skies to be expected today. It will be a cool day, not as breezy, highs in the mid-40s. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 37. On Thursday, partial sunshine with a few showers possible in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 30.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that
where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 3:30, we're talking with Wisconsin Representative Karen DeSanto about the future of public education funding in Wisconsin. She knows a bit about this and how to serve kids as the former CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of West Central Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Cardi. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Earl. I'm having a great day, man. Feeling fantastic. How about yourself?
Hey, man, every day you wake up, when you get to be Robert and my age, it's a great day. So never any bad days. Fresh Water for Life Action Coalition, my good friend, Mr. Robert Miranda, is on the docket. Good morning to you, brother. How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Good morning. Yeah, you're right, man. Every morning is a lucky charm at our day.
let me make this announcement. Beginning Wednesday, April 23rd, the Earl Ingram Show will be shifting its focus to local community content on 540 AM WAUK in Milwaukee, as well as special reporting, starting with a podcast series focusing on the issues of lead in drinking water. I will continue to be a voice for local content on 540 AM WAUK throughout Milwaukee, with local spots that will be broadcast during mornings with Pat Kreitlaw. Additionally, as a correspondent with Civic Media, I will appear as a regular guest on Civic Media Network's shows to share details about this special reporting and podcast. So subscribe to the Earl Ingram Show wherever you listen to the podcast to stay up to date with all the digital exclusive content I will be releasing in the coming weeks and months.
Let's go.
So, you know, Robert, I've been at this fork in the road before. I know one thing about radio. It changes. And you got to be willing to change with the winds of change. So, right. I'm excited about another new chapter. You and I are going to be working more together to address what I know are horrific situations that are occurring in our city that don't get followed enough. The largest city in the entire state, and yet the issues that impact our community lag. And right. So I'm excited about having an opportunity, man, to work inside of our community and to fight the injustice that continues to happen in the city of Milwaukee to people who are marginalized and never talked about and never thought about in this state. I'm just sorry. Those are the facts.
That's right.
And so we're going to have a great time, it's a great opportunity to bring forth a lot of pain that happens in our community and, you know, and highlight the good things. Your thoughts, Rob?
Well, the congratulations first. That's just awesome and great news. And it moves you in a venue that basically allows for discussion to be in its rawest form. And that kind of discussion seems to be attracting a lot of people who really want to hear the kind of truth, the kind of facts that normally would not be broadcast over airwaves and would threaten the companies because of advertiser boycotts. I mean, that's the reality of this thing. And that's why podcasts are just as fast as they are growing. I mean, very successful broadcasts are even doing as good or better than some of the established radio stations out there. And so to have a podcast of your own, the Errol Ingram Show, to be able to just basically say the raw truth, give the insights that really cause people to critically think and analyze and give them all the details and the facts without any reservation of coming from you to them and giving them the opportunity to really understand the issue. It's just a beautiful, perfect scenario that is coming your way, and a great thing for the city of Milwaukee and for the area of for the state of Wisconsin. It's just a great thing to be able to be in a venue that allows you to say the things that need to be said and in its rawest way.
Well, you know, Robert, we are going to be doing a great podcast. People are going to be just thrilled by the podcast that we are going to be doing with Get the Lead Out, that's in the works, that is going to be earth-moving and will be heard all over the nation. Because what we've been talking about, you and I and our colleagues, Dr. Yana and Paul Schwartz, and people from all over this nation who are engaged and involved in the problem with lead in the water, we're going to be unvarnished. And so, you know, there are things that you can say. As you stated before, truths you can tell. Anybody who knows me knows that's always been who I am and, you know, unvarnished. And so I'm not the kind of guy who's going to dance around the issues. There are enough people dancing around issues in our nation. And today, if ever there was a time that there needed to be courage and forthrightness, it's now. So I'm excited about what we're getting ready to do. But before we get into all of what we're getting ready to do, I want to bring Al on quickly, and then we're going to go into one of the things that we're going to be focusing on a lot, and that's the fact that over 60,000 children in Milwaukee public schools being poisoned by lead every day.
Yeah.
Every day, man. And that's not important enough of an issue that gets fixed. Well, now the federal government and the CDC doesn't have anybody to work with, you know, because Donald Trump and DOGE cut people. That can't be acceptable, Robert. They spent $100 million for a state Supreme Court seat. I don't want to hear there's no money, man.
Yeah.
You spent $100 million to get somebody elected, and you know there's 60,000 children's lives are jeopardized in Milwaukee Public Schools or whatever the number is. And all we're hearing is, well, we can't get it done. What the hell are you talking about, man?
Well, you know, don't forget, Tangerine Man wants to spend $100 million on a military parade.
Come on, man.
I mean, and then don't also forget how much it's costing the taxpayer for Mr. Orange Man to go golfing tomorrow. I mean, come on now.
Yeah, so the one thing that's for certain, I'm never going to stop talking the way I talk because I know that we live in a time where there are not enough people who have the courage to speak the truth. There's always a price to be paid in America for speaking the truth. And so, that's who I've always been. I'm never going to change that for anybody, for a position on the radio or anywhere, man. People need to know exactly what's taking place. We're in a horrific time right now in this society. Yep. And we need voices to speak out and to challenge it and to wake people up because it's not going to get any better. Al, how you doing, man? You say what? Al.
Hey, Al, you're on the line.
Okay, man, we'll come back to Al.
I think you left Al speechless.
we'll go back to Al, come back to Al later. But I want everybody to know that Monday I'm going to just have for the full 2 hours an opportunity for all the listeners and all the people who have supported the Earl Ingram Show to give you an opportunity for those 2 hours to share your thoughts on what you thought of what I attempted to do, but understand I'm not going anywhere. I'm just not going to be on the airways every day. But my voice is only going to be silenced, Robert, when the Grim Reaper pays a visit. And, until then, I'm going to continue to raise hell, because what is the alternative, Robert, if we're not willing to fight back against injustice? What's the alternative, man?
Yeah, well, might as well go ahead and crawl in the cave and wait for things to change, because it ain't going to change if you just sit there in the cave waiting for it to change. We got to come out and fight back, and that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, and I've never been one to tiptoe through the tulips. Right? I'm sorry, man. This is not who actually, Robert, we are, right?
That's right.
And we're just not that. And we're not made way.
We're not the Tiny Tim five times.
All right. 855-752-4842. Oh, my good friend Robert Miranda and Freshwater for Life Action Coalition on the Earl Ingram Show.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
New texter on our text line said this: I think any other president would take these protests very seriously, but our current one couldn't care less. Anybody remember, you know, Nero fiddling while Rome burned? You get a little of that vibe here? The man's off golfing over the weekend as the world economy is lit on fire and nosediving. Can't be bothered.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. My guest is the one and only Robert Miranda, Freshwater for Life Action Coalition. Al, are you there?
So I've been here all the time.
All right, we couldn't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. First of all, I don't know. Join you old people, you and Robert. Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Hey, Al.
We've been battling together since the 70s.
Yeah, we've been at it.
Water and all this other stuff. But I just want to say your opening statement was a nice way of saying I've been dumped. So however it's put, you know, you said, you're talking about telling the truth. You know, I tell it the way it is. But either way, it's a matter of we appreciate all that you've done up to this point and what you're going to do in the future, even though it's going to be limited to the city of Milwaukee, because they don't want you heard all over the state and beyond. But you're talking about the children in the schools. When I worked for Milwaukee Public Schools, there was 126,000 children in the school system. But that includes my children. My daughter will be retiring next year with 33 years of teaching in Milwaukee Public Schools. And she's drinking the water, too. So we're concerned about not just the children, the staff, and everyone who's exposed. But everybody knows these buildings were built at a time when almost all pipes were made out of lead, and they have not changed those pipes ever. And in order to do that, you have to tear down some of these old buildings. We got buildings operational that were built in the 1800s. and those that were built before 1956, all of them have lead pipes in them. So the exposure is not just to the kids, it's to everyone who has to consume water through that system. And they're skirting around it. They've been skirting around it for years and years, but spending millions and millions of dollars on other things that are not relevant to people's health. So just wanted to put my two cents in.
Hey, Al, thank you. And I'll be in touch.
Before you let Al go, is Al still there?
Yeah. He's still there.
Al, has your daughter ever had her blood levels tested?
Yes. She's had a number of different health issues over the years, but they've never been pinpointed to being around lead, but they weren't looking for that.
Ah, see, that's what she should have them do when she goes in for medical checkup again. Find out what the level of lead in her blood is, and see if there's a link to some of her ailments that can be made if her blood lead levels are higher than 3.5 micrograms per deciliter.
I will make sure she knows that, and she's worked at one of the schools that they closed recently, and that's La Follette. So,
well, you know,
it's possible that she has. Go ahead.
No, finish your point.
No, I'm saying that some of the ailments that she's had over the years may be related because she's worked in some of the older buildings in the city. Right. And right. So that I'm going to make sure she does that.
Hey, Al, we got to run, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let me say this. The lead paint issue, you know, Milwaukee Public Schools right now, Robert, is looking to sue. This is just mind-boggling to me. The school board for Milwaukee Public Schools is threatening to sue the paint manufacturers. The only problem with that is, Robert, they're 30 years late. The paint manufacturers have already been sued, you know, for lead. The problem with the lead paint. I don't know if trying to bring back up that issue is gonna fly. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the school board is asking the Milwaukee City Attorney to explore the possibility of a lawsuit of the manufacturers. Now, you're absolutely right. The manufacturer's lead paint industry has been sued before. There is a case in California where the lawsuit, which actually, you know, a lawsuit takes years. But in California, that lawsuit took almost, I don't know, about 15, 19 years. And they didn't even go to court. They just did a settlement. And so that wasn't really a court kind of decision. Now, as you know, Milwaukee also filed a lawsuit against the lead paint industry, and that lawsuit initially did well for Milwaukee, but then Milwaukee lost on appeal. And there was never a appeal by the city to fight against that appeal. But again, this is an attempt by the school board, I guess, to make it look like they're going to do something.
Right.
But I wouldn't put all my ducks in this effort. This is just something to look at. There are other ways and means to see about trying to get some revenue to cover the costs related to this. So, you know, good for them. Good for them for trying something.
All right, 855-752-4842. My good friend Robert Miranda is on the docket. Fresh Water for Life Action Coalition on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin.
Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With news on 540 WAUK, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's hope in making more housing an easier process. A Milwaukee Common Council committee has put forward two programs to expand housing options within the city. One would allow for smaller apartment buildings with up to 8 units. Another would streamline the process for building on existing home lots. The plans are part of Mayor Cavalier Johnson's growing MKE initiative. A diplomatic stand down isn't wise. That's the take from the former mayor of Milwaukee.
If President Trump thinks his main rival is China, taking these steps that allow China to move in is insane. It's just insane.
That was former U.S. Ambassador to Luxembourg Tom Barrett talking about a proposed U.S. embassy closure in that country. Speaking on the Earl Ingram Show, Barrett criticized the Trump administration's plan to cut nearly 30 embassies and consulates. That would be part of a 50% State Department budget reduction. Barrett warned that pulling back from diplomatic posts would weaken America's global leadership at a time when China is expanding its influence in Europe. Another candidate has announced their campaign for the top spot in the state's Democratic Party. Jimmy Koska has more.
The field for Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair grew by one as candidates emerged to replace Ben Wickler, who announced last week that he is not seeking re-election. William Garcia, who is the current Democratic Party chair for La Crosse County and the 3rd Congressional District in Wisconsin, announced his bid for the top spot on Monday. Garcia joins a field that includes former Democratic Party of Wisconsin Executive Director Devin Remiker.
After more than 6 years as part of the Cream City culinary scene, Crossroads Collective will close May 8th. The food hall on Milwaukee's east side played a key role in launching several small businesses. A new local restaurant will take over that space. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Yesterday in the Hollywood Beats, I reported that White Lotus season 3 star Amy Lou Wood was hurt by the portrayal of her character during a sketch on Saturday Night Live last weekend. She called the portrayal mean and unfunny. Wood took to Instagram to clarify that she was not upset with Sarah Sherman, the actress who played her in the sketch. She also said Saturday Night Live reached out to her and apologized privately. Katy Perry was in space for 8 minutes aboard a spacecraft sponsored by tech company Blue Origin. The spacecraft crossed the outer space barrier for a few minutes before coming back down to Earth. One of Perry's space mates, Gail King, said Perry sang What a Wonderful World as they floated along. Blue Origin is owned by Jeff Bezos, whose wife, Lauren Sanchez, was also on board the flight. This marks the first time in history 6 women have gone into space on a mission that achieved almost nothing while wearing bell bottoms. Money well spent. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny skies to be expected today. It will be a cool day, not as breezy, highs in the mid-40s. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 37. On Thursday, partial sunshine with a few showers possible in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 30.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Joining us on the show, Representative Mark Pocan. Just a couple of things going on in Washington that we'll be kicking around. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
it brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. My guess is Robert Miranda, Freshwater for Life Action Coalition. You know, Robert, we've been here before with the lead issue. It's not going away. And the only way it's ever going to go away, Robert, is if it's forced to go away. And so if people aren't willing to step up and fight, we're going to get what we've been getting, and that's the continued poisoning of the American people, right? Let me do this. Let's bring Rita on quickly from La Crosse. Good morning to Rita. You say what?
Earl, I just wanted to call and tell you that you've been a blessing to us, my family. Whenever you guys came to La Crosse, it just gave us a voice, and I'm just going to miss you so much. You and Dom have made my day every day. So,
well,
I just wanted to say that.
Well, I want to thank you, and, you know, regardless of what people say, my voice is not going away. I am not going to be in this time slot every day, but you'll be hearing my voice and in different ways. I'm not hearing, so, you know, you'll be able to see me and hear me in a different form, but I'm still going to be around, and I thank you very much, and just keep listening, because I'm not going anywhere. Thank you very much. You know, Robert, so all of these children, man, who's going to fight for them, man, right? I mean, if you and I don't keep the fight going, you know, because I remember the fight early on in the city of Milwaukee, man, when you first started pressing the issue of lead in the water. And you were fighting. You remember this old axiom, you can't fight City Hall. You remember that?
Right, right.
And you start, and you start fighting.
Yeah.
And you would come on my show. And I don't know if anybody else in radio had you on their show, but you and I became inseparable because I had you on talking about the lead in the water issues, the poisoning of our community that nobody else was talking about, man.
Right. It's evident and very clear that our partnership in those years provided a venue for the message to radiate to the people. And the reason why we were so successful in bringing down the cover-up that took place during the Barrett administration in those years about lead pipes and lead and water is because your venue, your show, gave a voice to the movement to be able to put out the message that people can listen to, and then people can then on their own research, fact check, do everything they need to do in order to determine if what we were saying was actually on message, was true, was factual, was scientifically based. And as the months went on and the people were listening and the people were paying attention and they were grasping what was being said and they were doing their own research and finding out that what we were saying was actually on the on point, spot on, that's when the veil of the cover-up at City Hall started to fold. And you could see it happening in the beginning when key top bureaucratic administrators of the Barrett administration started to resign, started to leave, started to just all of a sudden quit their jobs.
Yeah, like dominoes.
And that was the first sign that we knew that the situation was unfolding over there. And as time went on and more of not only the high level, but mid-management level bureaucrats started resigning and leaving, it got to the point where he was all alone. I mean, it got to the point where in the beginning, and you recall, because I remember you being there and you made me laugh when I said something about Bauman.
Yeah.
You were the loudest laugh there. And Alderman Bauman with that smirk on his face, even when the evidence was in his face, we had that presentation, remember, we had that presentation with all the screens and everything, and he's just there with a smirk on his face and trying and not even reading the facts. This was data that was supplied by city government, by state government. This is their own data we're putting in front of them, and he's just squirming and grinning and smirking. And I said, it's time we got to get rid of these elected officials with these big squirting smiles on them. And you laughed so loud, I started laughing.
You know, Robert, radio is still a very powerful medium.
Yes, it is.
And,
yes, it is.
And it certainly can be a vehicle where the average person gets a chance. I've always looked at radio as, and especially my role in it, as a guy who's never been trained in radio and how to be a radio talk show host. You know, I'm not that. You know, what I am is an average guy who loves his community, who loves it, like you, Robert, truth. Okay. Right. And never gonna compromise that, and so that's why you and I have hooked up, and why, you know, watching the work that you've done, and continue to do, and what we're gonna be doing on even a grander scale, in the podcast series that we're gonna be doing through Civic Media, about the lead issue, I'm telling you, man, I'm really thrilled, because I know we're gonna do some great work. That will be heard all over the nation and recognized all over the nation. And couldn't do that without Civic Media, so I have to be thankful to Civic Media for giving us the opportunity to do that. We're going to do it in a first-class manner.
Exactly.
Yeah. But
yeah, it's going to be a great, great podcast, because the works are all in, the lineup of international and national experts on this issue is being tied up right now. Those are being confirmed. There's going to be so much good information coming out about all the shenanigans, all of the cover-ups, all of the attempts to mislead the public about how this toxin works in our community, how it affects our lives every day, the street, the schools, businesses. I mean, it's just one of those insidious secrets that the powerful elite and government have tried to hide and cover up from the people so that the people do not get wise to what it is exactly that's causing this kind of behavior that we see out there. I mean, you've got to think to yourself, what causes individuals to wear their pants around their ass? I mean, around their butt.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, rational people, thinking, logical people do not do things like that, you know, but people who have been impacted because of a neurotoxin such as lead, you know, all of that stuff, we're going to have scientists who are going to be speaking about that stuff. We're going to have people who are going to be talking about how this all impacts crime and how all this impacts school achievement and how government has been treating this in a way that that doesn't address the root issue, and that's to get rid of this toxin, but to go ahead and hire more police to saturate the neighborhoods and saturate the communities. And instead of putting money into removing this, they take that money so that they could build up their Camelots in cities all over the country. It's going to be a great show.
You know, Robert, I got to thinking about myself and working in industry for 34 years. I worked in a plant that was over 115 years old. And so, you know, imagine the lead in the water that we were exposed to in right. the plant. There were no filters. And I worked there for 34 years. So it's safe to say that all of us who worked in those plants, and not just A.O. Smith, but Alan Bradley, Alex Chalmers, Slitz, Pabst, and Miller, on and on and on, and all of those tanneries and foundries and drop forges, all had lead pipes, because those plants were all built hundreds of years ago. They were never updated. So all of us have been exposed to that.
Right.
And, you know, there. And so nobody's talking about that, right?
Right.
So
right.
many I people mean, who die young.
So many, not knowing
why they died, right?
And so many people our age.
Yes.
Not understanding why they're having certain ailments. Not understanding, I mean, they're in good shape. They're doing well, but they have certain things that are going on that, you know, they don't understand why they're sick. You know, it again, lead is a kind of toxin that hides itself in the body and causes these ailments to occur. You know, I tell people, look, you don't have to see it overtly to see that you've been impacted by lead. Look at those Marines at Camp Lejeune and all the years they were poisoned with all those toxins in the water they were drinking. They didn't get sick immediately. Find out that they were ailing until they were in their 60s, until they were in their 70s. And that's when it was brought out that the reason for the ailments they have, the reason for the physical issues that they have, is because they were drinking that water that was tainted with chemicals and poisons. That's the same thing going on with us here in Milwaukee and the people in Milwaukee drinking these lead water. So it's the same thing.
All right, 855-752-4842. Fresh Water for Life Action Coalition member Robert Miranda and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
New choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
Chef Jeff Grunder with a dinner tip you won't want to miss. the Machine Sheds Parmesan Crusted America's Cut. It's seriously amazing. We start with a juicy grilled pork loin and top it with a Parmesan crust made from real butter, roasted garlic, grated Parmesan, parsley, cracked peppercorn, and toasted breadcrumbs. We bake it to a golden brown and drizzle with white wine sauce. It's a game changer. Trust me. Head to the Shed tonight. I-94 and Highway 164, Pewaukee.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A North Carolina Supreme Court candidate who lost by 734 votes and refused to concede got help from the state appeals and Supreme Courts in his partisan battle to invalidate as many as 65,000 voters. His case is now back in federal court. April 4th, the North Carolina Appeals Court, on which Judge Jefferson Griffin currently sits, supported Griffin's position that 60,000 voters were never properly registered, and that as many as 5,000 military and overseas voters didn't supply ID when they registered to receive their special mail-in UOCAVA ballots. April 11th, the North Carolina Supreme Court allowed the 60,000 voters to stand, but gave the approximately 5,000 military and overseas voters only 30 days to provide missing information or be disqualified, and a federal judge ordered that the race not be certified. April 12th, the League of Women Voters filed a federal class action lawsuit on behalf of those military and overseas voters. Griffin's opponent, State Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs, appealed in federal district court April 14th. In a blistering dissent in the state Supreme Court decision, Justice Anita Earls wrote, "Some would call it stealing the election, others might call it a bloodless coup, but by whatever name, no amount of smoke and mirrors makes it legitimate." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. My guest is Robert Miranda, Freshwater for Life Action Coalition. You know, Robert, part of what we are faced with and what we're dealing with is the fact that corporations have waxed rich in this nation. And at the root of many of those corporations and their wealth has been the fact that human beings and people who helped them gain that wealth have basically been exposed to a lot of different things, and their lives, for the most part, have just been sacrificed. And not right. Never been right. And so the only way that there's ever any measure of retribution is for people to fight, right? They're not going to just say, "Oh, we were wrong." Right. That's not the way it goes.
Yeah, we are right now in the midst of fighting back against a corporate culture that's trying to take over our lives. The corporate culture concerns itself as one thing, and that is to
profit,
eat as much as it can.
Yep.
that's all it wants to do, is eat as much as it can, and if it means to destroy human life on this planet, it will do that. It will sacrifice environment, it will sacrifice humanity, it will sacrifice our water supply, it'll sacrifice our oxygen,
our food,
it'll do anything in order to obtain that power and that wealth that it wants. And that's the kind of culture that is in the White House right now. that corporate culture. We see it right now with the manipulating of the stock market. We see it right now with the way this guy is playing with the lives of human beings by not bringing back that American citizen from El Salvador. You know, this guy is showing us what culture is all about. And deregulation, wakening government is all about helping that culture to eat as much as it can and destroy as much as it can. And who are the beneficiary? The billionaires that control that culture, the billionaires that run the culture, the richest man in the world, Elon Musk. I mean, these people have no heart. They have no shame. They are only out to win the game entirely. You know, there is a big competition among them. Who's going to be the first trillionaire in the world? You know, that's the goal of some of these guys. Right. Who's going to be the first trillionaire in the world? And to get there, you've got to destroy a lot of humanity. You've got to destroy a lot of human civilization and the environment to get there. And these guys are willing to do it. They're showing it now. I mean, what president in the history of the United States takes a golf outing in the middle of crises? Come on now. This is just appalling. And if we don't fight back, and if we don't stand up against this kind of insidious evil way of life, we're going to lose a lot more than just the material things that are around us.
All right, let's bring Marty in. Marty, you're up.
Good morning, guys. Great conversation. Just to Robert's point, couldn't have been a better setup. You know, Earl, I follow this money, and downtown, down in Camelot, in the past 100 days, we've been able to give $30 million to Summerfest to build a trail around the park. We've been able to give, we maneuvered a $50 million parking structure out of the Deer District in order to pay for the hop. So the hop is paid for free, you know, the free hop has money to support it for the foreseeable future. And third, we just gave a developer, this is a developer that said he would not agree to any community benefits for the neighbors and for the people of Milwaukee. We gave this developer a $3 million piece of land on the river for nothing, for absolutely zero, so that he could have some green space around his brand new project on the river there by that's that old flower shop downtown. And politics is about priorities. We got money for a lot of things, Earl. We don't have money for schools, but we got money for Camelot.
So Marty, let me say this to you. So, listen, man, those are the kinds of issues and things that I'm going to be highlighting, okay? So, you know, regardless of what—
800 pages, Earl.
Well, regardless of what people may think, those are the kind of things that I'm going to be focusing on. Hey, Robert, we got to run, man.
All right, brother.
You and I will stay in touch. Yep. We got a lot of work to do.
All right. Take care of our friend.
All right. Up next, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, and you on the Earl Ingram Show.
Great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Miller's Crossing, Goodfellas, and Dumb and Dumber actor Mike Starr. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller drops by to discuss the Milwaukee Film Festival. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Wisconsin's volunteers are transforming our communities every day through their acts of service. Wondering how you can give back? Find the perfect volunteer opportunities at VolunteerWisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center. On VolunteerWisconsin.org, you can filter opportunities by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more to find your best fit. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. The Commerce Department says shoppers went on a spending spree last month. Fueled by big ticket items, retail sales rose a better than expected 1.4%. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This report shows that people were very worried that car prices and truck prices would rise as a result of those 25% tariffs.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says the Trump administration is suing Maine's education department for not complying with the government's push to ban transgender athletes in girls' sports.
This is about sports. This is also about these young women's personal safety.
President Trump is calling Harvard a joke and making new funding threats. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
He said they should lose all of their federal funding, not just the $2.2 billion that he